Did someone say unleashed? Welcome to the Truth in Politics, Culture Wars, and that chaos of unleashed entertainment talk. Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio, and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. Where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything. Almost unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silent. And I am the only one that can save this nation because you know they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. Well, today, by the way, is not November 5th. It is April of 2024. So we don't have that much longer because today is April 18th. My name is D. You've tuned into the unfiltered, unapologetic, uninhibited, unleashed entertainment talk network Monday through Friday. And on Monday and Tuesday, it's the duet, the dual action. It's the duet days with Kim from SK Podcast and myself, D. We're also on the TuneIn app, the FM radio app, live right now. We're also on 104.3 FM, The Pirate. And we have our Facebook feed up right now at Unleashed Entertainment Talk on Facebook. Get involved in the conversation. We have the MobilityMedicalInc.com. Again, that's MobilityMedicalInc.com. Text line at 769-208-3809. 769-208-3809. That is the text line in studio. Again, my name is D. It is Thursday, April 18, 2024. You've tuned in to the madness, to the truth in politics, the culture wars, and we're going to unleash on them today and every day. That's what we do right here on the radio and on the podcast. By the way, we're well over 200 podcasts now, so incredible news. You can always get your podcasts for every episode, not just this one, at unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. Choose your player, get started. Choose your player and get started. Man, is there anything going on in the news? I'm just kidding. Is there anything going on in the country? Joking. There's a lot going on, people. A lot going on this crazy, insane Thursday. Gonna get real crazy this week because of all the things that have been happening early in the week. They will drop the bombshells on Friday, as they always do going into the weekend. And we're gonna be here Monday talking about it. So I'm gonna start out with a little roll call. Good morning to live people that I can see right here on my screen. Colton Rush, Chris Martin, Debbie, Kim Steinbrink from SK on the Radio and SK Podcast, Barrett, Anita. Thank y'all for joining in early. We will not be silenced. That's what Debbie said. Correct. We can't be, y'all. We can't be. That's why it's so very important to get involved locally. Everything that affects your direct life is local. Everything that affects your direct life is local. On the big stage, though, Donald Trump, they will start everything possible. They will stop everything possible. And they will do everything possible to, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? To block, stop. He is for us, though, as you heard on the opening intro of the show. Senator Rand Paul tells Speaker Mike Johnson, by the way. Mike Johnson will be in our hometown where you're listening to the show tonight at Jackson Prep at 7 p.m. speaking over there for a Christian affiliation. Go tell him what you want to tell him, or go ask him what you want to ask him. He probably will not take open questions. Senator Rand Paul, though, tells Speaker Mike Johnson his time is up, you guys. Rand Paul, of course, endorses Congressman Massey's call for Mike Johnson to go ahead and resign, and that Mike Johnson lacks real leadership. And look, there's a lot of people in the Republican Party that don't go along with the rhinos. We're going to be right back where we were not so long ago with Kevin McCarthy. It's coming, y'all. It's coming because people are not sticking to their word and holding their promises.
I think Thomas Massie's doing the right thing, and I think that the Republicans need real leadership. We need to use our power. Our people are frustrated. Why don't we use the power of the purse? Why does the debt keep getting bigger even when Republicans are in charge of the House? So I think we need somebody that has some courage and some intestinal fortitude.
Yeah, that's a direct statement from, of course, Rand Paul. Rand Paul being the only independent up there. And he kind of makes sense, doesn't he? Kind of makes sense. It's absolutely insanity. None of the spending bill is getting done properly. We're borrowing money from China. It's just crazy, you guys. It's crazy. You know, the three solid ones that tend to speak out regarding the Speaker of the House, MTG, Thomas Massie, Rand Paul, but there are more up there speaking out, and I'm not just calling those three as the only ones, but they're the only ones with the camera time. So that's, you know, important when they get that camera time to speak out. A friend of mine named Jason texted me last night, and I told him I'd read it this morning. He said, in my opinion, you know, Mike Johnson betrayed the American people, and he's either scared, a fraud, or blackmailed. True. Agree. Good morning, Cindy. Anyway, these are things that, you know, these are real things. They're real problems. Will you check that for me? Kim Steinbrink, she said she thinks it's the 25th, which she could be right. Maybe the next Thursday that Mike Johnson will be in Mississippi. Go ahead and give me an attitude check for me this morning so I can switch it up for people. Anyway, either way, he will be coming to Mississippi either tonight or next Thursday to speak at Jackson Prep for a national association. It's a Christian organization, obviously. So we'll see what happens on that. If any questions are allowed or if any questions are going to be read or any of that kind of stuff. But back to Senator Rand Paul. It's the 25th of April. Okay, you guys, Jackson Prep, 25th of April on Lakeland Drive. Mike Johnson will be speaking there. It's $10 a ticket. All right, Rand Paul, ladies and gentlemen, one of the few people, not just on the COVID and Dr. Fauci, because he's never going to stop. Never going to stop on Fauci. And he shouldn't. I'm not saying he should. But there's not enough Rand Pauls going on up there, people. There's not enough Rand Pauls in Washington. There's too many spineless people who just raise their hand, get along to get along, make their money, listen to their donors and the lobbyists. That's what's going on. I mean, it literally has always been going on. But now everybody's figuring, okay, well, they did it, so I'm going to do it. They did it, so I'm going to do it. They did it, well, I'll just do it then. But I'll take it a step further. That keeps happening in D.C., people. Leadership, or lack thereof leadership, is a big thing. I see Mikey doing it. Can I do the same? Yeah, it's what happens, people. It's what happens. You know what's insane also is the country right now. It's burning around the country, just like the summer of love with BLM and all. Now it is the anti-Semitics and the crazy death to America, death to Israel, death to this, death to that. You know, we can book you a ticket to travel anywhere outside of New York City. Now these signs that I just read are posted in 8 different languages, promoting free plane tickets, free, at the same location where the city of New York is giving illegals more free hotels. You can't make any of this make sense. You cannot. Because why? It doesn't. It does not make any sense. And the Senate Democrats yesterday, of course, they voted to cover up the largest border crisis in our nation's history, which we knew they would. They lined up just like we thought they would. Chuck Schumer literally would not even take the impeachment of the freakazoid Mayorkas serious. He wouldn't. Now, how crazy is that? What, you think that's crazy? Do you think that's crazy? Well, we'll see, because that's not crazy. The next thing is crazier than anything that I personally ever heard. Joe Biden's latest story. I mean, this is insane, people. They should never let this guy leave their side to go talk on a microphone. His latest story about his grandfather being eaten. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Being eaten, E-A-T-E-N. Okay, the story about his grandfather being eaten by cannibals. It's a true story, y'all. Check the facts. He just read the, or just said this yesterday. Man, please get the guy some bigger index cards. His latest BS story is, though, that his grandfather was eaten by cannibals. Just another long line of tall tale lies. That's all it is. He's told gullible Democrats all these type stories for his entire life. Okay, Biden is a disgrace, y'all. He's a liar. He has horrible behavior around children and women, too. It is a visible indicator that something's wrong. And it's not good. It's not good at all. It's not even close. It's not even close. He's, oh, Biden. Or Joe Biden had an Uncle Bozy, but it wasn't shot down. I kid you not, wait for it. He got lost and ran out of gas and went down in the ocean. There was a survivor. There were no parts. And there were no cannibals. That's the real truth. Come on, people. Come on. Biden in his own memoir wrote that his Uncle Bozy had been shot down. The same phrasing that was used in Valerie's memoir, but according to another man who was in the airplane at the same time, the sole survivor of the accident, the plane got lost, ran out of fuel, and then crashed into the sea. The president's uncle actually died in a tragic accident, not in combat, and he damn sure didn't get eaten by another person. What are we talking about? These are lies that our own president tells us about cannibalism. I'm not talking about that anymore. Just, I can't. Somebody just texted me. Oh, Richard Willis just texted me and said, yeah, and those guys later on became the band Fine Young Cannibals. Oh my gosh. What in the world? Well, it is Thursday. I guess Joe Biden was drinking early yesterday when he told that woozy, just another woozy in his belt buckle full of lies. That's all the guy does anyway. Good Lord Jesus Christ. Biden is dumbfounded, though, by a kid that is holding up a F Joe Biden sign. And he doesn't understand, y'all. The guy, he's so out of touch. He is so out of touch with reality, first of all. But even when he is in his right mind somewhat, he's out of touch with the country. He's out of touch with the people. Doesn't understand why he sees people with FJ Biden signs and kids who give him the middle finger as he rides by. Is there anybody out there that wants to tell him why? Anybody? Knock, knock. Well, Kim just sent me over this audio feed. We'll see what Biden has to say about it.
I've never thought I'd see a sign when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
It does happen all the time. Joe Biden. It happens every day. He doesn't live in the real world, people. He doesn't at all. That's what happens when you're installed with a fraudulent election and the emperor has no clues or no clothes. That's it. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy the world that we're in now. I don't know. Somebody took a screenshot picture and it's like a fingerprint thing with the bird, flagging him the bird. And then somebody just texted and said, well, the reason the little kid is shooting him the middle finger is He doesn't want to be sniffed. All right, enough of the jokes. But it's sad, but it's true. Everything we're talking about, unfortunately, you would think we would be reading in a comedy magazine, a mad magazine from the 80s or something. But it's what's happening, y'all. Joe was over there marching with the natives when the cannibals ate his grandpa, Carlton Rush. Mike Silva, good morning, sir. Trump had a press conference with him a few days ago and said he has a tough job. Yeah, well, you're talking about Mike Johnson. Yeah, he did. Trump did say that he has a tough job. And he said he supported him, but he said he disagreed with him. So we're not sure exactly how this whole FISA and this Ukraine thing, because nothing Trump can do about it, because it will get passed whether Mike Johnson is in or out, and it will stop or can be stopped 2 years into the Trump election from the way I read it and what I understand about that. So we shall see. But back to that. So Tucker Carlson, you know, I don't know if you remember, but Tucker Carlson literally asked, how did the CIA react to Donald Trump's presidency, you know, back when he was there? There's a gentleman that worked at the CIA, and he worked there during the Trump administration, and they didn't even want any recognition, they being the powers that be. They didn't want any recognition as Donald Trump even being president at all. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy. These things happen, y'all. This is how bad they did not want this man in the office. I mean, it got so bad, according to the CIA agent, in one of the office, that one of the leaders spoke out and said, look, we have to respect the chain of command. If you find yourself mentally distressed because Trump won presidency, go seek some psychological help. Seriously, go seek some psychological help. Well, guess what? The complete Trump derangement syndrome has only multiplied massively since then. It's only multiplied massively since then. It's crazy, but it's true. Crazy, but it's true. There's also a story that I have from a couple of days ago of an illegal alien from Russia who came across the open border 1 year ago, not this week. He came across a year ago. He's been living over in New York City for the past year. And now he's taking advantage of those free plane tickets, and he'll be able to go to all of these sanctuary states and cities and feel the new vibe, feel the new city, and brag about it, and brag about it, breaking the law. Who's paying for these freaking tickets, y'all? And also, who's the, quote, special government service company that he's talking about? I just want to know. So just say yay for NGO. Is that it? We would like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know.
Yes, they give me a ticket for free to Chicago. I fly tomorrow.
For free?
For free.
Why yes. Are you going to Chicago?
I try to find any work because I'm homeless immigrant from Russian Federation. Yo, my name is Mark Mirian.
You're from Russia?
Yeah.
Who gave you the ticket to go to Chicago?
Chicago? No, this special government service company, you know, they try to help new people, new immigrants who come.
You're excited to go to Chicago?
Yeah, because I want to see new city. I want to feel new vibe, new atmosphere, and maybe try to find new contacts, new friends.
So you were in New York for 1 year. Yes. And now you got a free ticket, and now you're going to go to Chicago.
Da. And then after Chicago, I go into Los Angeles because it was my first city in my life before New York.
Did you get a free ticket to go to Los Angeles as well?
Yeah, if I ask them. But at this moment, I have like one friend in Chicago, and it will be new experience for me, you know?
So you stayed in New York for a year, then you're going to go to Chicago, and then you want to go to L.A.
Yeah, I try to get any work to Chicago. To collect, you know, and to fly to But maybe something happens with me in Chicago. Maybe to I find collect. Good work, good friends, and I will be living in Chicago. So I don't know about future.
To collect. Where is it collected from? Taxpayer money. Taxpayer money. That's where they collect from when they say we have to go to Chicago for a year to collect. So how's that sanctuary city working out for all you foolish people? How? What's it doing to your population in your city? New York, Chicago, Jackson, Mississippi, all of them. If we do not deport all the illegal aliens, all of them, this will never, ever, ever, ever stop. It just won't. Joe Biden's even now earning the Russian votes. Remember, everything's Russia, Russia, Russia. Looks like that he's getting the Russian votes now, too. You know, the ones that they always say that Trump gets. The cheating, the Russia hoax. And, of course, the taxpayers are buying the world paid vacations. Just show up. New city, new vibe. When American citizens can't even afford to fly anymore. Hardly. We're not joking. We're not joking. These people have quotes from his friends, whoever they may be, saying that Americans are suckers.
I think it's pretty clear that the Democrats are going to pull out every trick in the book to keep Joe Biden off a debate stage. Imagine Joe Biden just having a two-sentence conversation with Donald Trump. Donald Trump would blow him out of the water, let alone a full debate. I can tell you from our end, we will push every single day from here on out to ensure that there are presidential debates. I think it is vital. I think the American people need to see these two men side by side on a stage. Joe Biden needs to be asked multiple questions about a whole host of different things going on in this country and around the world. He has a lot of answers to give the American people. I can only assume he doesn't have the answers to the questions that he will be asked, and they're going to try every single day to keep him off the stage. I can tell you we're going to try to make sure that we see those two men on a debate stage.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Can you imagine seeing Joe Brandon Biden on a debate stage with Donald Trump, and Joe Biden has no index cards? Holy moly. Wow. Since Joe Biden can't even seem to string together one sentence, how would that go? How do you think that would go? I know how it would go. We all know how it would go. But there is no scenario at all where Joe Biden will get on that debate stage with Trump. So the GOP and the Republican Party, we need to keep up with the other strategies that are going on around the country, continuing to get people registered and get involved, people. It costs nothing to get involved in the Trump campaign, the MAGA campaign, the RNC, the Mississippi GOP, the national GOP, whatever it takes, your state, that state, all of it, because it will start looking like 2020 again if we don't. That's what will happen. That's what will happen. I mean, remember when Joe Biden said, step out behind the barn? He can't debate Trump, and he knows that. He knows that. He does know that. So anyway, he's a career politician, but now he's lost it completely. And it would be nothing more than a roast, an insult game. And, you know, of course, Trump's going to win that easily. But all jokes aside, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Of course it would be great, but it won't happen. You know, I know, and everyone knows, right now in this year, Joe Biden can't debate. He can't even debate whether he's going to say another sentence or not. That, my friends, is the true story. Like it or don't like it. The truth of the matter is, it's true. It is true. That won't ever change. We do not have criminals coming over here, people, individually. We don't. We have entire criminal networks, entire criminal prisons. We have entire criminal organizations coming here. It is a 100% invasion. This is not funny. At the southern border, and the lack of leadership that deals with that. They're coming, the leadership from the Democrat and some of the Republican Party, unfortunately, is weak, sad, and so much more. Criminal, also illegal home invasion gangs. That's going on now. Happening nationally. Happening nationally. Wow. It's just, is it ever going to stop? I mean, will it stop? Somebody said yesterday, they had sent me a text yesterday, what's the point of having laws anymore? You would seem, though, it would seem, rather, that we would need laws. We've always needed law and order. But what needs to happen is we need, the laws are there, people. The laws are there. They're being obstructed. They're being violated. They're being ignored. They're being stepped on. And I'll tell you this, when a country, a state, a city, whatever it is, when the prosecutors, the district attorneys, and so many more are involved with the politicians, it's not going to be a great ending for who? The people. They have to cause the chaos, remember, as part of the strategy. Then they have to bring order to the chaos. Listen to them. You can't think on your own, though. But that, you know, we don't have criminals again, y'all. We have criminal networks, entire networks that are coming up across, not an open border. There's no border anymore. It's no border at all. You just come in.
It's not an accident, as you well know. You talk about this all the time. It's not an accident what's happening on the border. The people who lead the nation from the federal level, that's Democrat politicians, half the Republican politicians, every bureaucrat, they are encouraging flooding the border with illegals. They're encouraging it. That's just what they want. They want America full of illegals, no loyalty to America, criminals, rapists, murderers. That is what they want, because when you cause violence and chaos in a society, that's the fertile soil where communism grows. People will always turn to the government and beg them for help when that kind of societal collapse right. comes. So they know this. So they're inviting it. Well, other countries around the world are obliging, as countries always have in this situation. Hey, there's a country I don't particularly like. They have an open border. We do have this prison full of rapists. Hey, guys, why don't you just move on to America? We know this is happening in countries like Venezuela, where they're emptying prisons onto the border. We don't have criminals coming here individually. We have entire criminal networks coming here. The country is being undone now, and it cannot be reversed, what's happening right now. I want everyone to understand this. Let's say everyone gets their wish, and Donald Trump beats Joe Biden in November, and woo-hoo-hoo! You cannot possibly, it's not humanly possible, to deport this many people. If Joe Biden's going to bring in 10, 12 million people, almost all of them will be here permanently, and all of their children will be American citizens. And there's not going to be some mass deportation, no matter what people say on the campaign trail. The American people have no stomach for that whatsoever. Even if they think they do right now, it would be one video of a little boy crying as mommy gets thrown in the back of a paddy wagon to be deported. And all deportations would stop. Republicans would grab their ankles for the media like they always do. And everything, well, we need to do this more humanely. So that's the situation we're in. Well, where does that leave us? Where it leaves us is you can decide to challenge the federal government at a state level, or you can lose your country. There is no third direction.
Okay, there you go. That's why local state level is so important, people. That's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing here, because most people think that all of this stuff, the president is in control. No, no. Do we need a president? Yes. Do we need Donald Trump? Yes. But we need to challenge our state leaders. This is for everyone, not my state. Oh, every state. Okay, every state. There are conservatives in red states, and I do mean true conservatives, like Oklahoma, for example. They're super frustrated by the number of rhinos that are elected officials now. They talk a conservative game, but they vote rhino every time, just like the Democrats. I mean, seriously, it's you know what? It's not simple, but it is simple. foreign countries literally emptied their prisons and sent their prisoners to America. That sounds simple. It's not simple, but that's what they did. And it's not what they did. They're still doing it. We, the patriot side of the Republican Party, have to be willing and able to take on the job. That's what we have to do locally, state level, and then nationally. But any criminal on either side that's in the government, period, primary these people out, replace these people. We remember, they still do work for us, even though they forget that sometimes. They really do. Some of them don't forget that, though, when you seriously go after their position. But if you put a bounty out on all these illegals, would it help? Of course it would. That would clean house in most states, in most towns. And all they would have to do is check the welfare rolls, check the Social Security, the disability rolls. But this is really happening, people. I know it sounds frustrating. I don't like to be frustrated every day on this radio show, this podcast, and this video audio feed. We are Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We're on the radio. We're on podcast. We do a live feed every day at Unleashed Entertainment Talk on Facebook as well. We have a many, many great questions on Facebook, answers to my questions, very smart audience. We have the text line at 769-208-3809. From someone sponsoring that believes in the show and what we talk about. That's Mobility Medical, Inc. So please give them a shout. MobilityMedicalInc.com. But the West is under assault. That's just a fact. So you have to take your part of the West, being your state. And all of the elites are wanting this to be under attack. Western civilizations such as us, especially in the South, are a threat to the current controllers. And in their opinion, we need to be diluted and degraded. And that's their plan. That's their plan. But we don't have to agree to that. And I'm not going to agree to that. Not going to. You know, they can kiss my grits. They can kiss my bacon. They can kiss my butt. Shine bright, people. Shine bright every day. No matter how bad it seems, no matter how bad you think it is, and no matter how bad they think it is for you, no. Smile in their face and remember, they have a lot of power, but nobody has the power of the Lord above, right? That's right. That is right. And I'm more excited about the Bronx and New York and the Harlem and the rest of the country, which is now MAGA country, because they see what's happening, people. They don't just see, they know what's happening. They know what's happening. They know exactly what's happening. They just do. And we know all about the wokeism, the jokeism, just all of it. They're not going to let up on that. So if you're thinking they're going to let up on that, that ain't happening. But what we can do is, instead of them letting up on it, we can pretty much stop it. The Democrats have been preventing bills to pass and lying forever. This is a clip from 1964, ladies and gentlemen. 1964. Okay, 59 years ago.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sure, nice to be here with you.
Thank you. Governor Rockefeller, I'd like to ask your opinion of the Civil Rights Bill before Congress.
Well, I think the Civil Rights Bill is a good bill and it should be passed. And as a Republican, I'm proud that 82% or 80% of the Republicans in the Congress voted for it and only 62% of the Democrats. And I trust that in the Senate, they'll have that same Republican support. And that this split that exists in the Democratic Party, where the Southern Democrats are opposed to it, that they will not be able to, this time, block action that is needed for our country.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Come to see us again.
Well, you know, one other thing on that if the Democratic administration had acted when they said they were going to, which was immediately after election, that they'd make civil rights the first order of business, which they didn't do. And they put it off for 2.5 years. And it was only after these massive demonstrations and protests and all the suffering that they finally acted. If the Democratic administration had acted when they said they would, I think this whole thing would have been avoided.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm originally from Texas, and so it's very important to me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1964, not much has changed, right? Not much has changed in all these years. They're the party consistently, they being the Democrats, let's start that over. The Democrat Party has consistently been peeling away our rights the entire time. It's never changed. And it wasn't that long ago in the big picture, less than 60 years ago. The Democrats have always been racist. They still are. They still are. My only question is, why, after all these years, can't people understand who and why the Democrats are and why they're trying to destroy our country? And why do you still vote for them? Because of the big lie. The big lie. You've been told to do it. Literally told to do it. But the Democrats have always been communists. They don't try to hide it anymore. They did back then. The Democrats filibustered civil rights for 100 years after Civil War. These are facts. They don't want to talk about real history, though. They want to talk about their own made-up history to change history. We're just talking about the audio clip from 1964, people. 59 years ago. 59 years ago. I was a Republican talking to a reporter, a journalist. Nothing's changed that much, people. Nothing has changed that much. Somebody asked, of course, many people ask, many text messages, 769-208-3809. Why would people continue to vote for the Democrat Party? They preyed upon the blacks, the brown people, the whatever, the Latinos, they preyed upon them. And they made them think over these years that they just automatically have to vote blue. But you have a choice. But go register to vote, people. Register with the Republican Party. Register to vote, period. Get out and vote. That is the way that we change things in this country. Yes, I know they're going to cheat. That's what you're going to say to me now. Oh, they're going to cheat. It don't matter. But it does matter. It does make a difference, and it matters. Too big to rig. Make it too big to rig. That's all we can do, people. That's the power we have.
Listen to this.
I'm going to challenge all black people for this 2024 election to stop going to your polling place and just voting Democrat, Democrat, Democrat without even knowing what's going on, just because you've been told to always vote for the Democratic Party. What has the Democratic Party done for us as black people in the past, I don't know, 50 years? Even the first black president, he didn't do for the advancement of black people in this country whatsoever. Barack Obama did more for the LGBTQ community, more for the gay community, signing laws protecting them and their advancement and their rights than he did for black people the entire 8 years he was in office. So why are we still sitting up here voting Democrat when they don't do for us? When we have old white men telling us, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, but then he goes into office and does absolutely nothing for black Americans, but we sit up here and we vote Democrat every single time because we've been told to. As it helped you, as it helped your mama, it's not going to help your kids.
That's right. Has it helped you? Has it helped your mama? And it ain't going to help your kids. Of course not. People have been literally forced without knowing to just vote that way. Just literally. Just go do it. Just vote that way. Just vote that way. They don't even know why. They don't even know why. And instead of getting mad about that, that's sad, people. That is sad. Very sad, honestly. Very, 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 very sad. Now, no matter what you say, no matter what I say, are there still going to be people like that? Of course they are. But we start on a local level. We start on our local level. That's where we start. It's the only choice we have. And the United States State Department is engaging in deliberate cover-up on conditions of United States forces. Now, This is a story you won't hear anywhere else. And this is a long story, okay? This is a long story. But I made up my mind last night because the only thing we can possibly talk to about right now is basically the presidential election and et cetera, because that's what's on everybody's mind, and it should be, and we do talk about that usually the whole time, every day, the whole entire time, every day. We know how important this next election is. Eric, good morning. Elrod Jettison, I want a president to do things for me just because I'm a white dude. Why does that make me a racist in the left people's eyes? Good question. Why should it matter? You're right. Why should it matter if you're white, green, blue, red? I mean, I could walk up in there kicking some pink. Why does it matter? But the office, Matt Gaetz and others, has conducted an investigation into a cover-up that, you know, I wasn't even that familiar with. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't really understand it. But the intelligence reports are stating that it's crazy. It's a long story, and it's happening right now, people. While all this other stuff is happening, just keep in mind, there are always other stuff happening. And it's not fear-mongering. It is situations that are happening. This is a bit of a long audio here, but we're going to give it a listen this morning, and we're going to hear about some other news besides the, quite frankly, normal rhetoric and propaganda.
I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record of the House the document styled Unwelcome in Niger, the interim report from Congressman Matt Gaetz on the U.S. crisis in Niger. Mr. Speaker, I come to the House floor this evening to expose a cover-up in the African country of Niger. This cover-up exists to conceal the humiliating failures of the Biden administration in Niger, throughout Africa, and throughout the world. You'll learn of the victims of this cover-up, the 1,100 U.S. troops who are currently stationed in Niger, functionally stranded by a Biden administration which cares more about saving face than saving their lives. Our troops in Niger have been pleading for help. They've sent intelligence reports and letters stating that they are rarely getting safe water. They can't get diplomatic oversights to receive medicine, fresh troop rotations, or basic supplies. They have no mission. And the local authorities are becoming increasingly hostile. The current government of Niger has called the U.S. presence in the country illegal. Why have these pleas not been heard? It is because U.S. Embassy Niger has been blocking the intelligence. I fear as we speak, the conditions may be forming to create another Benghazi-style attack. So how did we get here with 1,100 American troops stuck, thoroughly unwelcome, in a country where we have invested more than $500 million U.S. taxpayer dollars? It all began when Biden and Blinken chose Niger to be the centerpiece of their Africa strategy. Blinken even visited the country in March of last year, saying, quote, Niger is an extraordinary model, a model of resilience, a model of democracy, a model of cooperation. What a difference a year makes. Just a year and a day after those remarks, the democratically elected government of Niger was replaced by a military coup. And the United States military literally trained the coup leaders. I asked General Langley, who runs AFRICOM, why this happened, why so many coup leaders are trained by our service members. And he said, well, Congressman, training people to overthrow their democratically elected governments is not in our curriculum. But the results are staggering and embarrassing in Guinea, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, and other countries. There were coups, and in each of those coups, there was one common element: U.S. training for the coup leaders. Now, the coup government currently in charge of Niger wouldn't even meet with General Langley when he went to talk about our base. The prime minister literally slammed the door in his face. You'd think if we trained you to overthrow your democratically elected government, we could at least get a meeting. But instead of a burgeoning pro-U.S. sentiment, we now have the coup leaders we trained turning to Russia as their preferred security partner. So where does that leave our 1,100 troops, our Americans? I did not serve in the military. I represent a military community, and I hear that the senior enlisted service members at a U.S. installation abroad, they're a big deal. They're kind of like the mayor of the installation. And the senior enlisted service member at Air Base 101 in Niger wrote a letter to Congressman Dusty Johnson. Mr. Speaker, I seek unanimous consent to enter this letter into the record. Dear Congressman Johnson, I am writing to express my deep concern regarding the actions taken by U.S. Embassy Niger, particularly involving the Ambassador Kathleen A. Fitzgibbon. The recent events have raised serious questions about the conduct and decision-making of these officials, and I believe Congress must address these issues. As a service member deployed to Niger, Africa, I have noticed that the embassy intentionally suppressed intelligence information from the ground, force collection elements to maintain the facade of a great country-to-country relationship. They failed to be transparent with U.S. service members deployed to the country. They gave a pretense that things are being worked and that it's above our level, all the while diplomatic overflight clearances for U.S. military aircraft were purposefully not being approved by the country's military government as a political bargaining chip to entice the U.S. government back to negotiate their withdrawal. Since July 23rd, the day of the coup d'etat, the Americans deployed here have not been able to perform their primary mission. They've been told to sit and hold. It's clear that the country of Niger does not want a permanent military presence in their country, and they have informed us that we need to leave. At this time, there are approximately 1,100 U.S. service members in the country who are essentially being held hostage from returning to their homes and to their families while the State Department continues with failed diplomacy by not communicating with the country of Niger on what the withdrawal plan would look like. Additionally, the government of Niger is not processing visas for U.S. service members for entry into the country, which is especially concerning because the U.S. forces were scheduled to end a 6-month deployment early this month when relief forces arrived. The embassy failed to share any of this information with decision makers at any level of the Department of Defense regarding this, further complicating our ability to conduct the swap of personnel. These actions have deeply troubled me and many others in the community at home, as well as the service members deployed here with me and their families back in the States. Our diplomatic and defense representatives need to uphold the highest standards of professionalism and ethical conduct, especially in sensitive regions like Niger. The actions taken by the embassy officials not only reflect poorly on the United States, but also have potential implications for our bilateral relations with other partner nations and the safety of our personnel in this region. When I became aware of this letter, my office conducted a number of interviews which confirmed the claims made by the senior enlisted official, and he signed his name to that letter, which we have entered into the record. And we've done those investigations. We've learned that the top public health official says that in the month of May, they are going to run out of medicine in Niger. And it's worse than that. Our partner countries, Italy and Germany, are, you would think they would help us facilitate medicine and supplies, but they won't even help transport needed materiel to our service members because they're worried about being expelled from the country. And if that isn't worse, the fact that we've got Russia as the preferred security partner now means there are Russians behind the wire at Air Base 101. We have Russians on our base somewhere. That would never happen. But the only reason it's happening is because Blinken and Biden are humiliated that their plan failed, that they poured $500 million into this country where now we're being thrown out by the scruff of our neck. Well, Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's failures should not have to be visited on the 1,100 service members there who are there fighting for us, wanting to do patriotic duty, and are being held hostage, and they are being stranded. And I will fight for them, and I will fight against this administration that would use our service members as pawns because they can't get their act together.
Wow. Great job, Matt Gaetz. Great job, Matt Gaetz. This is some serious stuff, people, that we in life get wrapped up with all the other stuff going on with the propaganda of the presidential election and so much more. And the Biden-Blinken situation and the whole entire Biden administration, what they will do to their own people. Jeff Murrah is in this conversation, who's recently retired from the military, said he had several good friends that were trapped there during the time of this weird stuff. Huge mess. Yeah, it is a huge mess. It's a huge mess by a horrible administration. It's a huge mess by a horrible administration. And that's the true story, y'all. All of this is true. Our government has zero integrity, people. That's what's wrong. Zero integrity. Do you honestly think, and I'm not trying to make this about this election, but I'm being serious. I don't honestly think that this would have happened under the Trump administration. I just don't. That's just my opinion, which I have the right to have. Why do the Democrats, for some reason, despise our troops so much? Can you understand that? No, nobody can understand that. Nobody can understand that. Anyway, thanks for standing up for that, Matt Gaetz. I don't know what will ever happen or what did ever happen or what will ever happen. But from my first time of hearing this, it's crazy to me. It's crazy. It's literally crazy. The level and the volume of corruption in our nation from our own administration is breathtaking at this point. How did we ever let it get this freaking diseased and this damaged? All right, we're going into the next segment. It is Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We're on the radio 104.3 FM. Also, we're on the Facebook at Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We have a conversation in that group, on that page. We also are on the TuneIn app, the FM radio app. And then, of course, the podcast is uploaded after each episode. And then you can go to UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com and choose your player. A lot to talk about on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024. My name is D. It is the UET Network, where we party the right way. MSGOP raised right. So that's what we do here. And who really runs our energy department? Who actually runs our energy department? Is it the officials? Is it the people that say they run it? Or is it the big billionaires around the country? All these people trading stocks and doing business, all this stuff. These people were on the Hill yesterday getting questioned about this. And listen, the corruption runs so deep, okay? Who really runs the energy department? Or the mega corporations that the stocks that this lady owns, okay? Or is it the foreign billionaires who fund her? Is it the dark money? Because that's a big thing now. The dark money going on in D.C. You know, I love it when these people get questioned, though, and they don't have any answers.
On the board of directors at Proterra, you made millions in end reports and stock options at Proterra. Then you promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as Did energy not. Secretary. Sure. Was sure. that one of the sure. stocks that you sold?
This is so... I mean, really.
Was that one of the really? Stocks you sold? Yes,
no,
really.
No.
You are presiding over institutionalized corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act. It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the energy department. Is it you? Or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh, my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires who fund the conferences you go to? Since you don't know the stocks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chairman.
One of them is Hans-Jörg Weiss, a Swiss billionaire who has used various dark money front groups.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Various dark money's front groups to funnel foreign money into American politics. He has used the Berger Action Fund, $20 million, that then sent money to the Fund for a Better Future, that then sent money to the Climate Power Group that has funded conferences you've attended. Do you know who this is? Do you think it's a good idea to attend conferences funded by foreign billionaires?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the stocks. You don't know the billionaires. You would take no responsibility. Meanwhile, your energy department, executives in your energy department are trading stocks in companies that they have direct oversight over, and you were too.
Yeah, nothing like Josh Hawley on the Senate letting a freaking person know. You're busted in your lies. Stop telling your lies. Stop telling your lies. of a comment from Amanda. Things have gotten so bad in this country because narcissism, which that's very true, by the way, has been promoted through Facebook, other social media. People are calling about the greater picture has become irrelevant. And they just deny any wrongdoing too, like Jeff Murrah just said. Yeah, they do. They think they're bigger than us. They think their nonsense is sensical. It's anti. It's nonsense is what it really is. It is narcissism. It is, they are the, quote, establishment, the elite establishment. We're the whatever they want to call us. That's what they think about us anyway. She perjured herself. The whole conversation, by the way. The whole conversation. She's just laughing with no worry at all because that's what narcissists do. That's what those kind of people do. And will anything ever happen to her? No, probably not. But we do appreciate the passion of Josh being such a warrior. Seriously, and fighting for us, the people. And when he gets in beast mode, he's good at it. But the dark money billionaires is such a big deal. She's shameful. Sounds like Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course, can't help herself. She can't help herself. These people think they're above the law. That's all it is to it. The communist Democrats keep saying nobody's above the law. However, they obviously exclude themselves. That's a true story. All right, a couple of text messages. Unknown. It should be illegal to accept dark money, but that's probably running this entire thing. True. Another text message from unknown. It's par for the course, unfortunately. Another text message from Dorothy. Did she get arrested yet? No. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But when will she go to jail? Will she go to jail? I highly doubt it, people. I highly doubt it. You know, when I watched that audio video clip, she looks like a little kid that's been caught red-handed stealing Skittles. That's what she looks like. A little kid. I mean, it just doesn't, they don't understand the American justice system. Or either they, A, do understand it and just stomp on it every day. It's what happens. Our nation is going the wrong direction, people. And if we keep voting these people and we keep hiring all these bureaucrats, appointing all these bureaucrats, with all due respect, it's not going to get better, people. Why doesn't she get arrested for perjury? I had a text. What are you waiting for? Well, good question. Why don't any of these people get arrested for perjury? Why don't they? Why does Hunter Biden get to seriously skip a hearing date, not even show up? But if Trump misses, he can't even get one day out of court to go see his boy, his son, his child graduate from high school. Two-tier justice system, people. Two-tier justice system. And if we think this is going to change, unfortunately, we're wrong. We have to change it by getting the idiots out, getting the real world back on track. Is that going to be easy? No, no, because they ruin things so fast, people. 3.5 years. It's like a different country. It's a different world, a different thought process. Everything is different. Prices are up another 20%. This broke 34 minutes ago since Biden took office. And that's what Joe calls progress, by the way, yesterday in one of his so-called speeches. Up 20% is progress under Bidenomics. Weird. The dude is weird. Okay? The dude is a nut job. It's awful. People just literally ignore him. They just ignore him. They ignore him. And, you know, I remember that story a long time ago, and we were all over it on this show, back when the chief of police at the Capitol Police told Tucker Carlson in an interview that the January 6th crowd was filled with federal agents. And of course, Fox News took Tucker off the air before that interview was released. You know they did. You know they did. But O'Biden has always been just corrupt. That is a fact. When he was a senator, all the way for 8,700 years, that's it. He's always been corrupt. He's always been corrupt. And that's unfortunately true, actually. Unfortunately true. We were watching a split screen last night on Trump in New York at the bodega, the convenience store, the grocery store, and then Joe Biden. It was all people screaming, calling him Genocide Joe. Look, they're on Joe from both sides now. On Joe from both sides. And that's what's happening right now. And this crazy, quote, prosecution. Trump, two presidential candidates, one blue state, and they're all going for Trump right now in New York. Traditionally, this has never happened. Okay, what's happening right here?
Effectively doing this split screen, and he's the candidate. He's telling America he's the candidate of normalcy, a return to the normal, the traditional. And they are the radicals, and they are the people who are crazy, and he's not. And these split screen differences, when remember he was at the rainy wake of an NYPD officer, why Biden was leveraging $26 million from movie stars and campaign contributions. Then he hit it again at Chick-fil-A, why Biden had at the White House these stars with their girlfriends' glitzy dresses as if they were at the Oscars. And if he can keep doing that, it really shows you that he's redefining the Republican Party and maybe America as a party of middle-class people. As class starts to substitute race, people are identifying more in common with their economic status than they are with their tribal affiliations. So those people you saw in Harlem are saying, I have more in common with your agenda than I do with Oprah. Or the people, I have more in common with the people of East Palestine than I do with the people on MSNBC. And if he's able to pull that off, he can win. But he's under enormous pressure, as you pointed out, Laura, and they're trying to break him psychologically, physically, financially. But if he can keep his cool and keep appealing to the middle class, he can win.
Yeah, but they're not going to stop trying to break him. They're not going to stop trying to break Donald Trump. We all know that. Anybody that has any sense at all knows that they won't stop at anything. They will not stop at anything. Mainstream media will continue to be losing their mind with Trump derangement syndrome from here on out. That won't change. That's never going to change. So get used to it. But we have to be the ones locally to start. We have to be the ones to get people to vote. A lot of people will think, I'm just going to stay home because of this, because of that. Trump sent out mean tweets. You know, I don't want to hear his mouth, blah, blah, blah. And or, well, Biden's going to win anyway. All of that mentality, squash it out of your mind. Kick it out, people. Kick it out for your kids' safety and security and future. That should be your number one priority anyway, right? Of course. Of course. That's it. And like Elon Musk said, all these social media platforms, they don't ban hate speech. They ban speech that they hate. That's what they do. To silence you. To silence you. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. Their word, not your word. It's okay for thee, but not for me. The old saying is so true. Right now, people. Right now. It's just not going to stop. So we can't comply with the climate hoax. We can't comply with what they're trying to do to the children. We can't comply with any of that stuff. We just can't. We definitely can't comply with the idiotic closing down the country type mega communism moves that they may try again soon. Who knows? They're already talking about some new monkey virus. You don't know with them. You do not know. It will come out of thin air and bam, that's it. That's it. Never surrender though, y'all. Never surrender to the BS. Just don't. We still have our freedom of speech and we still have our Second Amendment. We still have the Constitution and we are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Don't give in. Do not give in to the tyranny. It's time, people, to stop dealing with all their tyranny. Okay, that's it. We all know life was better under President Trump. The American people are waking up to this reality, and it's spelling bad news for Brandon Biden, Joe. It is. It is. But you have a lot of people saying, well, we're not going to vote, though, because they're going to cheat. That's not the correct mindset, people. That's not the correct mindset. But it's not the correct mindset in your own state or city either. You may have a Democrat leader. You may, in whatever state you're in, I don't know. You may even have a Democrat governor or mayor, whatever it is. We have to, though, stand up to the tyranny. We just do. And people do care about Trump, and they do care about this country a lot more than you may even think or that I may even think.
This is insane. We can all see exactly what this is about and what the goal of this is. Of course, it's to keep Donald Trump from the campaign trail. They want him sitting in a courtroom in New York City. They're going ahead and throwing it all out there to try and tarnish his name even further if they can with American voters. And heck, if they can throw him in jail while they're at it, it's the cherry on top. The good news that we have on our side is it is not working, because I'm happy to report this evening that in the 3 days since they've held Donald Trump in that courtroom, his campaign has raised $3 million.
You have to look at the context of who the Democratic Party is these days. I mean, if you go to these Palestinian rallies where students are out there yelling death to Israel, death to America, they're not voting Republican. So the idea that they're somehow going to, every single Democrat is pro-American is just, that's a fallacy. And so it's not the whole Democrat Party, but it is a portion of the Democrat Party. These are the ones that are at these rallies, and they don't care about protecting our southern border. They don't care about a sovereign border. What they care about is their own power to change this nation into their image that they want it to be. And they are working very hard to affect the census, because what happens is in these blue states, they count these people in the census. And therefore, they get more seats in Congress. That's what this is about. It's a power grab, and they don't care. I mean, a huge part of them just simply don't care. They hate the country. They hate America.
All right, let's talk about this, the trial specifically. I mean, do you think the Democrats are coming into this with an open, honest mind? And it's kind of funny. We had Republicans that were happy to vote to convict Donald Trump. I don't see Democrats taking this seriously.
Not at all. Again, it goes back to the argument of the election. They will do anything and everything to keep this messaging quiet. The last thing they want is Mark Green, chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security, in there talking about border security and the failure of this administration and Mayorkas and his policies and the breaking of laws. So they will do everything to include setting an incredible precedent. This will be the first time in the nation's history where articles of impeachment have been read on someone who's sitting in office and there hasn't been a trial. Every single time before there wasn't a trial, the individual had already gotten out of the office. So they're going to do this because they can't afford politically for us to be talking about the truth of what's happening to the country because of our open border.
And that's exactly what the Senate did yesterday. There will be no trial. There will be no proceedings because Chuck Schumer said so. What an idiot. Chuck Schumer doesn't run us. Okay. First of all, he doesn't run this country. Second of all, but that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. Okay, that's exactly what he did. 64% of Americans approve of how Donald Trump handled the economy. This is from NBC. Let me repeat, NBC News. Okay, NBC. 63% of Americans disapprove of how Biden is handling the economy. Wow. Now, if that was actually a fair poll and it wasn't NBC, it would be a lot different. But still, that's pretty insane for NBC. It's pretty insane. But President Trump is actually, you know what? New York is actually in play for Trump now. It is. But they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They've opened the door for him because they're steadily showing the world, the country, the state, the city, what a two-tier justice system looks like, sounds like, and is. That's a fact. It's a fact. It's at the boiling point, people. This is where we are at the boiling point of America and American history. We're making history every day. Have you noticed that? Today we made history. Yes. It's not all good history either, people. It's not all good history. It's insane history is what a lot of it is. It's insane. Some of it's rather disturbing. And then we get some good stuff. But this is a lot of insane. Trump derangement syndrome is a powerful, powerful thing. It is a very powerful thing. Because they're scared of him, they've always been scared of him, and that is exactly the truth. For anyone that doesn't believe that, you're asleep right now. Wake up. Good morning. Former Attorney General Bill Barr, who's pretty much a real threat to democracy, as he calls it, or liberty, whatever. He is now supporting Trump, even him, the Trump hater. He's saying because we can't have Joe Biden, of course. He may be a Trump hater, but he has common sense. Okay? We learned that about him yesterday when he announced that he still has his common sense. Because nobody, and I do mean nobody with common sense, would vote for Joe Biden as president of this United States of America. Wouldn't be, well, let me think, decisions. There is no decision. There's only one. 5 decades, okay? I'm going to repeat that. 5 decades of failure, fraud, and lies. That's where we are. 5 decades later. We're $34.7 trillion in debt and the deficit of $3 trillion per year. Can you believe that? That's where we are. It's where we are as a country. It's where we are as a country. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Bidenomics has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Bidenomics has got to go. So what happens to Biden when he shows up at one of his, quote, speaking events? Oh, Bidenomics has got to go. Hey, hey, oh, ho, Bidenomics has got to go. It's unreal, isn't it? It's not unreal. He's done it to himself. Done it to himself, people. He has done it to himself. When it comes to, I can't believe C-SPAN covered that, actually. That's pretty shocking. That's probably the most shocking thing I've read this morning. But yeah, C-SPAN, you can't hide it anymore, people. You can't hide it. It's happening in the real world, in the real United States. And there it is. There it is. Now, will Trump get a fair trial? It's hard for me to say that, yes, because it is in New York City, and I know some people in New York are coming around, but, you know, I just don't know. I don't understand. Here's another thing I want to talk about that's disturbing. The Columbia University president, you know, with the leftists and all, she feigns ignorance when asked why one of their guidebooks at the school spelled the word folks, like, how you folks doing? F-O-L-K-S. Now, I'm new to this too, okay? I had no idea about this. I just didn't. Their guidebooks at the school spell the word folks, like, hey folks, what's up? With an X instead of S. Well, what this is some new transgender something. Some one of those new pronouns / idiotic things. This is in their guidebooks now. This is taught by the professors, but they want to play stupid. And I got to be honest with you guys, I really didn't know what this meant either. And I'm not sure that she did, but she has been called out on it. She's been called out on it yesterday. But were you guys out there listening to me for me with folks, F-O-L-K-S, being F-O-L-X? Nonsense.
Okay, can you help me understand something else? I didn't go to an Ivy League school, admittedly. What can you can you explain why the word folks is spelled F-O-L-X throughout this guidebook and in other places at the School of Social Work? What does that mean? A serious question.
They don't know how to spell? I mean, I'm not familiar with that spelling.
I don't find it a laughing matter.
No, I'm not laughing either. I think it's...
You're denying that this is a official product of the school, but this is handed out to all of you. You are aware that it's handed out to all of your students, and you're not doing anything to stop it.
As I said, it's not an official product of the administration.
Is this how Columbia University spells the word folks?
No.
Okay. And does Columbia University recognize the word? Because it's not found in the Webster's Dictionary or anywhere else, ashkenormativity. Right. Is that an acceptable term at Columbia University?
Congressman, I am with you. I agree with you that I don't find this meaningful.
This is handed out on your watch.
As I said, this is not a product of Columbia University.
To the board of trustees, is this appropriate? Either one of you?
That term is shockingly offensive.
It's ridiculous.
Congressman.
Mm. Well, I'm still confused on where all this is coming from. Again, and I'm not trying to make a joke, but I don't get it. It's like Pig Latin or something with all these pronouns now. It's all these pronouns, and it's inside the shocking curriculums now of colleges and high schools and below. Why don't they own it if they believe it? Why don't you own it if you believe it? I just don't understand, y'all. I do not understand. I got a text message from an unknown caller and said, what, they don't know how to spell? Okay, is that what a $200,000 education at Columbia gets you? Lack of first grade spelling skills? I mean, I guess so, y'all. Folks, people, a plural noun. I don't know. I got another text message. Having women teach other women matters. Women of color, transgender women, disabled women, gender non-conforming folks. It matters because in a sea of educators who look alike, students who stand out can find themselves adrift. So in other words, it's more DEI nonsense. Because they are wokes, W-O-X-E? Are they nitwits, N-I-T-W-I-X? What's the deal, Pickle? Gosh. Silliness. That's what it is. Silliness. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is where we are, people. This is where we are. Bill Clinton paid old Paula Jones $850,000 back in the day. That'd be $2 million now, to go away. Don't remember the FBI raiding his office, though, at all. I don't remember that at all because it didn't happen. It did not happen. It didn't happen. But folks, F-O-L-K-S, folks, just to let you know, George Soros, how's this dude still doing what he does? Why is he not in jail? How is it even legal? He's dropping $60 million again in the Democrats' war chest. Second biggest donation of the 2024 race to back the ultra progressive candidates and causes. Was this guy never gone to jail? Why? Why has he never gone to jail? Nobody can ever answer that. No one. You know why? Because they don't want to answer it. They do not want to answer it. Rudy Giuliani, you guys, still around. They keep harassing him every day. Lawsuits, show trials, you know, the Democrats vote to continue the alien invasion that's going on. That's what he's talking about. And he's not wrong, y'all. He's not wrong. But this is what happens when Biden is the worst president in American history. The Senate is the worst Senate in American history. That's it. That's what's going to happen. Joe Biden yesterday saying he made it clear to the people of Israel, don't move to Haifa. And actually, Haifa is a major city in Israel. Again, he's a freaking idiot.
Made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just look what we did recently when Israel was attacked. And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa.
Don't move on Haifa, but Haifa is in Israel. So he made it clear to the Israel people, the people of Israel, rather, not to move on the people of Israel. He is a sad joke, okay? And now his Uncle Bozy has been eaten by cannibals. Storytime Joe, y'all, has lost his bingo card. Somebody please get this guy out, okay? You know the way to do that, right? Vote red. And when you do that, just vote red all the way down. The hometown, though, in the last 2 days he's been in Scranton, Pennsylvania, they were not welcoming. I can't play the audio clip, but you know what they were saying. Okay, you know what they were saying. They always say it. China has infiltrated our government and has endangered all of us. That's a fact, too. These are all text messages that I'm getting. I'm trying to wrap up here. But they're all true. They're definitely true. Cops and mental health. That's all right. So I was talking to a friend of mine last night from New Orleans on the phone. And, you know, like so many people have said in the last couple of years, that the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the early 90s is when they got rid of all the mental institutions. And they pushed all those people out on the streets. That's a lot of the problem, of course. But now they're letting the illegal get all the homeless people's money, all the veterans' money. And they're just out killing people. And they don't care, some of them, because they're like we talked about earlier. They're allowing whole prisons and whole criminal networks to show up here. Just come on in. That's a fact. That's a fact. But, you know, there are crazy people, you guys. There are insane people in this country. They are. Old Joe Biden also, I got another text about this, but he tried copying Trump by visiting a gas station in Pennsylvania. And instead of anybody reacting, he's completely ignored by virtually everyone there. He's the president, y'all. He's the president. But, you know, all I got to say is, what did he really expect? What did he really expect? That people were going to come liking him after he has done all the stuff that he's done to us over the last 3.5 years? He hasn't been, quote, his quote was, I'm certainly not going to be bothered by it. Whatever. Even in a city, though, of scores and scores of propagandists speaking against him 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, the people of New York City and whatever, the so-called Democrats, they still love some Donald Trump.
New York for his trial, and check out the reception he's getting in the streets.
USA! USA!
gather in Upper Manhattan as former President Trump visits a bodega.
This is the moment Mr. Trump arrived tonight. People lined up along 139th at Broadway as he made his way inside the Hamilton Heights bodega to meet with Jose Alba.
You know what I think? I think Trump should absolutely do a rally, Madison Square Garden in the middle of New York City. Yeah, he might not win New York in the election, but imagine the message that would send. When Alvin Bragg and all those crooked Democrats are trying to do this to him, he just does a huge rally right in the middle of their city. I think that's a great idea. Let me know if you agree.
I'd love that. I would love that. I think people would love for Trump to do a rally right in the middle of the Bronx. That's where he needs to do it, right in the middle of the Bronx. Why not, right? Why not? Why not? Because Joe can't even get anybody in his own hometown. And Joe always talks about being from Delaware. Y'all remember that Delaware is the size of a small town, basically. A small town. And that's it. That is it. That's it. We're going to get into some other stuff this week. We'll change it up a little bit. But just remember this, people. All of this propaganda they're shooting at you right now is because we're in an election cycle. Keep that in mind when you're examining your information to vote, when you're examining your information to read, when you're getting your news source, hopefully from a decent place, not social media. And look at it this way. We still live in the freest and the best country in the world, which is the United States of America. But we are in the mode right now that we have to protect it, the United States of America, that being. Protect it. Because right now, it's vulnerable. That's what's happening. It's vulnerable. So, yeah. I think that New Yorkers and Bronx and Harlem and young and old and black Americans are all speaking out now. They don't want Trump in the courtroom. They want him back in the freaking White House. So like the gentleman just said, yeah, let's bring him on out to the Bronx.
President Trump came here to the South Bronx. Would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, and I would support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
We want Trump to come back, please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump because the Bronx need a change and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
And I'm telling you, it's never happened like this before. It's never happened like this before. That's it. So, you know, the people that are trying to keep Trump off the campaign trail, he should just do rallies all over New York City every afternoon after the trial. Trump by far has been the best president in history since Reagan. It's just a fact. You don't have to agree with me because I have my opinion. But it is unleashed, my opinion. It's unfiltered and it's unapologetic. It's why I do this every day, Monday through Friday. On the radio, we have the podcast, we have the video feed. I have to thank each and every one of my listeners every day because without you, it's nothing. This show is not about me. This show is to expose and expand your mind to all of the political madness, the culture wars, and quite frankly, a lot of other shenanigans going on around our country, our state, our cities, and counties. But thanks for listening on this April 18, 2024, Thursday. My name is D, and again, I always enlighten you to check the podcast out for all episodes commercial free at UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. That's UnleashedEntertainment.com, and you just choose your player, and we'll see you next time. See ya.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash. Be a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic.